Welcome back to the next episode of The Main Scoop. I'm Greg Lotko.
Daniel Newman.
Delighted to have you folks all here with us. You know, people often look at operational excellence to drive productivity or cost reductions, but it goes way beyond that. The ability to execute processes and transactions flawlessly directly impacts the end user experience and how they view the company's brand versus the competition. So let's get into the customer experience, right?
Yeah, well, we've talked about this a little bit. It kind of thematically finds its way and weaves its way into each of our episodes, Greg. In the end, right, the technology has to serve that purpose. It's usually business outcome driven. And most companies that are winning and competing right now in the markets are doing so on customer experience. In fact, I remember doing a study on this, and there are numerous out there. But here's a fun fact. About 80 plus percent of companies, I call it the 88 rule, 80% of companies believe that they truly differentiate themselves from the rest of the market on customer experience, but only 8% of their customers actually see it that way. Wow. So in this world where we have all this tech, all this transformation, all this agility that we like to talk about here on The Main Scoop, the truth is that there's a lot of tech to enable that differentiation. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies think they're differentiating, but their customers still don't.
And you don't want to be just another. And also, you want to really have differentiation that's driving value.
Absolutely. Well, that's the point. Yeah. Only about 8% are seeing it. So there's a big opportunity out there, and technology can definitely lead the way.
Huge opportunity. And it's not only in the business to consumer, it's also in the business to business. I mean, these are the partners that you want to continue to work with, the ones that are helping you be successful in what you're doing.
Absolutely. So you ready to bring our guest on?
Ready to go. So joining us today is Merrill Temel. Merrill's been in the mainframe industry for a couple of decades now, and she's seen it all. She started as a systems programmer. She ascended to becoming a director of systems for one of the largest private banks in Turkey. She's now a mainframe platform leader for JForce. She's passionate about technology trends and helping organizations get the most out of their IT investments and the mainframe. Come on, Merrill.
Hi,
pleasure
guys.
To have you with us.
Yeah, it is nice to have you here, to be here also. Thank you so much.
All right, so you were backstage. You were listening to us talk about operational excellence, competition, customer experience. You hear about, you know, you heard maybe about the 88 rule that I said.
Yes,
you know, I don't
yes.
know if you heard anything like that before, but let's start off with your broad thoughts on what do we mean when we talk about operational excellence?
Actually, I'm really excited that we pick up to this subject. As we all know that operational excellence is wide scope, but actually it is really a mindset. It is not about only product, it's not about human resources, it is not about processes, but it is something, the only aim is, it is actually basic, not a complex subject. The only aim is to make whatever you do, however you do, to improve the excellence of the customer experience. And if you have that in your mind, you will figure out how to implement it in IT organizations. So that's how I see the operational excellence. And also, when I think about that, hey, this is something mainframe teams have been aimed and as a policy when they are managing big workloads, critical workloads of the financial environment. This is something that we had to do for many years, and it is exciting.
So I know you've been driving operational excellence across a variety of companies and now helping them in your new role. Where do you see kind of the main gaps? Is it more about technology? Is it more about skills or a bit of both?
Yeah, it is about both, but actually it is about, there are lots of misconceptions and unawareness about mainframe in the IT organization. One of the things that I see as a gap in all the IT organizations or the companies is that we as a human are so focused on the fancy trends that we forgot that we need to improve what we have already. It's like one of the best experts in the IT organization was mentioning that you can't win with breakthroughs. It is too rare. You need to do both, improve what you have, in addition, do work with the breakthroughs. Right now in IT organizations, business and IT combine like this. The silo team stuff is over. So the other gap is mainframe teams who they should be working together with the distributed teams, architect teams, software developers, businesses. We need to both work together.
So take advantage of what you have versus doing more with less. And actually, it's interesting. I think about one of our other episodes, we were talking about open, but we were talking about with respect to technology. And what I heard you talk about was open across the organization and the collaboration, the business and the IT, the developer with the DBAs and the other technologists. And when they all work together, you end up getting that better outcome.
And I can give the recommendation mainframe is don't expect the process to be created in your organization. That just talk with the distributed team, just talk with the architect team, software developer teams, and talk with them and learn how you're affecting the IT services that your companies are giving. Actually, I'm using this mindset to motivate my team because we are computer engineers. Computer is computer. So that is another item. It is whether it is mainframe, distributed. We sometimes forget that computer is computer. CPU, CPU, IO, CPU.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of interesting things in what you've said. And by the way, the trend of you hear a lot about low code and no code, it really reflects what she's saying about sort of the business maybe having the best understanding of the process, and that's why. But the truth is, typically, someone with computer knowledge and coding capabilities can do it a little better, but we've gone to low code and no code because the businesses aren't always communicating with the technology very well. So they say, let the business do it because the business knows best.
They know the business process and they may be able to get something up and running, kind of the quick and dirty, the fail fast, right? But then somebody can come in and make that process more optimal and efficient.
Another thing I really like that you said was that you talked a little bit about what I like to call iteration and innovation, is that sometimes innovation is iteration, meaning that you take what you have, you continue to tune it, tweak it. Feels like there's a car reference in there somewhere. You tune it, you tweak it, you make it faster, you make it better, you make it more
Press the
agile.
brake pedal.
This is where you tie together that human element, you tie together that technology element, and you say, when the humans, the technology, the culture all get behind what the technology can do, you get better outcomes.
Yes, exactly.
You were also talking about the human behind it relative to the skills, and I just want to make sure I heard what you're saying the same way. So you were talking about a computer being a computer being a computer, learning from looking at different platforms. Part of that was encapsulating the idea that, look, if you've got a software engineer, if you've got a technologist, it's just another platform.
Yes,
Abilities. Yeah.
exactly. Mainframe is a really great platform, but the mindset is not different than in any other platform because CPU, CPU, IO is IO.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So one of the things we love to do on this show too is sort of be future looking, right? We are constantly talking about where this technology is heading, the hybridization of the mainframe and how it's a part of this bigger ecosystem. Talk a little bit about some of the key trends and the future direction that you see. Where are you seeing investing being done for companies to kind of reach that next level of
Oh, with the
experience and operational
with
excellence?
the new 16 announcement, I mean we are doing a very great thing to I mean there is AI, there is containers in mainframe since 2019.
Hear that?
So the containers are there waiting for the mainframe is IT organizations to implement it. There are lots of new features and functions like AI on chip. I mean if you are so I can see it like this. So fancy trends are okay, but we shouldn't be implementing it, just implement it. It needs to give value to the end user.
Business value.
The other thing is I'm sadly seeing that is there are lots of functions, features in mainframe platform from every part, application, storage, network, security, and they are not aware of. I mean, we need to have the IT organizations invest on the people and guide them to implement them in the future.
It's kind of like that capability in your car. If you don't know if you flip that dial or that switch, adjusting yaw control or something, you think about the software that's out there and the platform and how powerful everything is. But if you're not aware of the capability, you don't get to leverage it. You don't get to
And
implement it.
also, and also we shouldn't be reinventing the wheel. I'm not talking about getting back all the workload. This is doesn't make sense at all. But first, we need to force a lot what we can do on mainframe. That's why hybrid cloud is the key solution right now. So we need to use the most modern distribution capabilities of the mainframe, connectivity between distributed and a mainframe, and get the benefit out of it.
Right. So it's not about a platform for a platform's sake, you know, going here or there. If you're going to lose performance or security or resiliency or reliability, switching any workload, you really should be using a technology for the capability that's going to drive business value. That's what the conversation is about.
One of my business analysts in while I was working for a project told me that, Meral, I couldn't get the performance that I'm getting in the distributed applications. It was a mobile application that I when I was getting them on the mainframe platform as an application. So yeah. if we are in a very competitive environment, and people are, as far as I read in one of the articles, that people lose their attention in mobile applications after 2 seconds. So even 1 millisecond is important.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why we've seen the rise of the snaps and the TikToks is because people's attention, it's these reels. It's like, hey, what can we do in 10 seconds or 20 seconds? And so when we're telling stories in tech, you know, you've got to really stay committed. And it's the same thing across the board. But you tie this all together. Since we started the show with a theme, I want to end it with a theme.
Okay.
How does all this tech, because we kind of, you know, we've kind of gone on a path of tech, we've gone on a path of people, human skills, but tie it back to CX. So all this capability, all this work in the organization to make teams more fluid, how does the customer benefit?
So if you are forcing hard what you have as a as an architecture infrastructure, you will limit the risk of new infrastructures, because it contains a lot of risk. If you have an outage while changing something, the customers don't, let me say like this way, customers don't care whether you have AI, don't care which infrastructure you're using, they don't care whether you have containers or not, microservices, they only care what they get. So that includes the response time of the services, but first of all, availability. So I recommend companies to don't remember to availability. Because if you have outages while doing something, I mean, they can stop using your services. So I would be saying, be
careful.
They
want what they want when they want it, and they want it reliability.
So a super short summation is, of course, you can use the next generation of technology to make the experience cooler or more mobile or more automated. But what you're kind of saying is that's great, but if you undo something like the highest level of availability in that process, you're still creating greater risk. You'd have something very cool, but if it doesn't work all the time, customer experience falls hard and customers could be lost.
It should be additive. It should be an evolution. It should be an enhancement.
But it's the whole and of the mainframe, and Absolutely. Why a lot of companies that are doing the hybridized need to keep the workloads there. And because, like I said, the second you go from 7.99s to 3.9s, that's a massive difference. And you hear about some of the migration stories, you're like, ooh, what a risk. Like, you might think of what you can do, but man, the first big outage, it's going to be front page news, and we hear about it all the time.
And the reality is, I mean, we are the main scoop, so we do bring mainframe into this. But the reality is, what we're talking about, the approach of how you should be going at iterative development, how you should be driven by the business process, that it should be and of the technologies that are really bringing value to what you're going to drive to your customers and to your business. That applies across the IT landscape. Of course, we bring it back to talking about the mainframe as an integral part of that, because there's so much value there that a lot of our customers have from the years. But all of this applies to everything in IT.
Absolutely. Well, great conversation, Meral. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Fabulous having you as a guest.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to sort of pull all those threads and tie everything back together. Because I think as you're sort of trying to unpack the customer experience, you know, sometimes we do it and some of the shows will get very high level and we'll be talking mm-hmm. about sort of what that customer experience looks like in a very secular, non-technological way. Mm-hmm. This time we sort of got into the bones and we got into how actually, whether that's development, code, the application of next generation technologies like AI and automation.
Bringing teams together and people, making sure they're educated in the skills and they know what's going on.
And how it actually finally drives a better customer experience. And I'm glad that that kind of last thing tied to something as practical as availability. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, like I said, you can have the coolest technology on the planet, but if it doesn't work all the time, the risk is really high. And there's just such an opportunity. The technology exists that can take and de-risk that. And companies that aren't thinking about that part of a customer experience, they're only thinking about the innovation and disruption, are missing the fact that it's an and proposition, not an or proposition.
Totally agree.
So another great episode, Greg.
A lot of fun.
Thank you everybody for joining this episode of The Main Scoop. I'm Daniel Newman.
And I'm Greg Lotko.
We'll see you all next later. Time. Do we do that together?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, bye everyone.